We've come out of the pandemic, and now we're getting back to doing stuff. And apparently, we suck at it. This is Heather and Wicket's We've Forgotten How to Human on Laser 103.3.
Not that we were really good at it before, but we got really bad at it coming out of this pandemic, which we're still not out of. But hey, Yankees, Red Sox over the weekend. Baseball had a really rough weekend. There was a shooting where some people got injured outside of Nationals Park in D.C. And then this was also, now this is not quite as serious, but still, if you hate another team, you yell, you curse, whatever, right?
Like,
you
post on Facebook.
Right. Go on Twitter rants and hold up signs. Like, that's the way it's been forever. You know, if you're an Iowa fan, hold on. I've taken this jingling hat off my head.
Okay, well,
because I'm going to get animated here.
Okay.
So if you're like an Iowa fan or you're an Iowa State fan, you go to, you know, one of the two stadiums or arenas or whatever, and you're yelling, and it's fine. As long as you're, even when you get a little dirty and vulgar, it's still within the frame of whatever. Maybe not with college kids, but whatever. But these fans that take it to another level, like this guy in New York. Did you see this? A dude in New York, out in the outfield, in the middle of the game on Sunday, threw a baseball. I don't know how he got the baseball. Maybe he caught the home run ball or brought one with him or whatever. Threw a baseball from the stands, and it hit one of the Boston Red Sox players in the back.
I don't understand how he was able to throw it so far. I mean, is he trying to get a contract as a sports star?
He just has a good arm, you know? He just has a real good arm. So he throws the ball, and it shockingly hit. You're right. Like, it's a pretty impressive feat.
It is,
to
Wicked.
Hit another dude in the back from, because when you're up high, you know, the angle and whatnot. So he hits Alex Verdugo in the back with a baseball. And then the video that you see is of Verdugo, you know, going towards the wall and screaming and yelling, and fans, you know, because New Yorkers are the worst. They're throwing their arms up and they're trying to verbally fight with this Boston Red Sox outfielder. Now, the guy wasn't hurt. It didn't do anything to him, but he was obviously angry. Boston manager Alex Cora pulled everybody off the field. Umpires tried to figure out who the guy was. They eventually found the guy. He's been banned from every Major League Baseball park forever. He's not allowed to
They can do that?
Facial recognition, ticket sales. Like, if you buy a ticket online, they know where you're buying it from with your credit card or your cell phone or whatever.
Wow.
Now, he could sneak in, but he's not allowed to buy a ticket to any baseball stadium ever. Now, that takes an impressive feat to get on that list. So he's banned. It is just, it's another, like, I don't know where we get this sense of, I don't like something, so I'm going to act violently towards it. Something as stupid as sports. I love sports. I've grown up loving sports.
Whoa.
But it doesn't matter. You know
Wait
what
a
I
second.
Mean? It doesn't
something
matter.
As stupid
right.
as sports is holding you back from Elf tonight at the Hy-Vee Drive-In Theater at Valley West Mall, Wicket.
It's sport. Like, it's something that I enjoy, but it's still just entertainment. You know, you're invested in it. You root for a team. You went to college somewhere. You went to a bunch of games. You travel around. You go on road trips. I mean, you know, you saw how crazy Seahawks were in Seattle when you were there, and Iowa fans that way here, and Iowa State fans and all of that, and Chicago Cubs fans. But it's at the end of the day, chill the F out. I don't care if you yell and scream and hold up signs and whatever, but when you start potentially, I mean, if the ball hits them in the head, ball hits him in the eye, ball hits him in the nose. Let's say he turns around for that split second. You could be potentially injuring someone because you don't like the logo on their hat. Like, calm the hell down, people.
I feel like somehow, at some point last year, we went from being the fun drunk to the bad drunk.
Right,
you
right.
know, you've got the two types of people. They drink. Some people are really fun. Some people are not fun. They're
right.
kind of violent. They're mean.
You can see that moment when their eyes all of a sudden, they don't just squint, but they turn. And you're like, uh-oh, Steve had too many J-Mos.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Now we got to deal with angry Steve the rest of the way. Oh, no, this sucks. And now I mean, guys have thrown stuff. Beers have been tossed. It's happened forever. But when you're throwing baseballs at Major League Baseball players, that is going completely too far. And it's ridiculous. And once again, we've forgotten how to human. Just go to the game, drink your beers, eat your hot dogs, your popcorn, sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Hopefully you get a driver to take you home if you've had too many. And stop endangering the safety of the people you're there to watch entertain you, even if it's the other team. All right?
I mean, we made an entire intro with a little voice guy of God and the jingle because we had so many stories.
Yeah.
And we're kind of hoping that the stories dry up and we don't use it anymore.
We're going to use it a lot. We suck at this.
Hey, Laser.
Hey, Wicket. You know there's a little more to that Red Sox story, right?
What's up?
The reason that guy could peg the outfielder is because he was throwing the ball to a little girl who was a Red Sox fan. He bumps her out of the way, takes the ball, and was able to chuck it at him.
Oh, my God. That is even worse.
So there was an assist.
Exactly.
Even worse, man. When you... I've told this story once or twice, but I was at a basketball game once, sitting in media row, and they were throwing T-shirts, and a dude jumped in front of a girl to get a 10-cent T-shirt, and the girl goes down. And the guy gets up. He's got the T-shirt. The girl stands up, her eye is bleeding, bleeding, and you look at the guy, he's got about a $10,000 watch on his wrist that scratched her in the eye. Like, come on, man, it's a T-shirt. Your watch is worth more than my car. Mm. This guy swiped a ball from a little kid?
Yep, swiped a ball from a little girl so he could throw it back at the Red Sox outfield.
Oh, my God.
Bunker to get the ball out of the way so he could throw it back and be a jerk.
New Yorkers are the worst.
I would agree with that.
What's your name?
My name's Tom.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.